Hola gente linda, happy Wednesday, happy hump day, glad to be here with a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. I am doing good. I'm actually recording this episode at a very weird hour. I know, it's like crazy. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been having like these weird, since traveling, my sleep has been all over the place, especially when you're traveling different time zones and things like that. So I just try to be mindful to try to get at least a good 5 to 6 hours of sleep, solid sleep. And that's what I've been working on in regards to the sleep aspect of things in life. For some of you that may or may not know, your girl has been promoted to this position where I'm required to travel to different parts of the state and things like that. And hopefully soon part of the world, the way the world's set up right now, we'll see. But yeah, going to different places and different time zones, man, that sometimes can be crazy. Even the times where I've traveled to like the West Coast, man, from Texas to the West Coast is like 2 hours behind. And so, of course, my laptop is set up in Central Time, and that just jacks me up all the way. Yeah, it's just crazy. But all in all, I'm enjoying my role. I'm learning a lot. I like that I'm hands-on and really feeling like this is going to change a lot of things for me. And I've always been a hands-on person and love to learn. Student of life forever, as I always tell you guys. I'm actually in Idaho Falls, which is Idaho, I know, which is insane. It's different. This is my second time here. And yes, the potatoes are amazing. I had to do it. I got a baked potato. And I ain't gonna lie, it's probably like one of the best baked potatoes I ever had. I was like, what the hell? I was like, you put your foot in it. So good. And I had to do it. Because, oh, you know, this is the place where baked potatoes are made or grown or whatever. So I definitely had to try it out. So if you ever out here for any reason, Idaho, anywhere, get yourself a baked potato. I know that's so random, but yes, it's delicious. The weather here is interesting. The last time I was here, like, it was like 50, but it was like cold but not windy. It was weird. Like, it felt good, actually. It was like a nice cool. This time around, my ass did not want to travel with a coat. When you start traveling a lot, you want to travel like smarter. So I always do a carry-on. It's probably the best way of getting, you know, especially if you have layovers and things like that. You don't have to wait. You get your luggage and you go. And so a coat just adds a lot of layer, especially if you're coming from like a very warm place. Like Texas is like in the 80s. So I figured, you know, I'll just layer up, you know, pack smart, layer up. And so I did. But the first day I got here, it was like windy. Lord have mercy. It was like windy. I remember we're getting off the plane. Like the plane was like moving when it was parked. And they're like, oh, be careful when you come off the plane because it is windy. I was like, hell no. Like, why? Why is it so windy out here? Ends up going to like Old Navy and just getting like a hoodie just to have one. And I'm good to go. And when I dress, pretty much like I'm business wear. You know, when you wear dresses and things like that, they're really not that warm. So luckily, I just like run into the car, put on the heat, keep it moving. But I know for next time, just to like keep that in mind, I'm pretty good at checking the weather to see, you know, and things like that on any place that I'm going to, just to make sure I'm dressing as what that weather's like appropriately. So yeah, I try to do that. I didn't do that great this time, but lesson learned, you know, I'll just wear some kind of like sweater dress or something. But anyways, not here or that. But yeah, it's been a very interesting learning, meeting new people, which I really like, and just, like I said, being hands-on. And while I'm on this topic of how I transition in positions, my career and things like that, something of a conversation that's, I think, is very important that we don't even speak about enough, or maybe we don't understand it all the way, or how to do it. And that is the importance of having a mentor. That is so important. And as I even bask in this specific position that I'm in, I work in clinical research and I'm a monitor. That's what I do. And when I decided to embark in this side of my career, I really knew people that were in the fields already, even friends of mine, colleagues, that I started to become interested and started asking questions and things like that. And they're very informative and give me information like the tea. Like we call the tea, the good, the bad, everything, right? Things to look for, just everything, you know? And of course, it's going to be, everybody has their learning journey and how it's going to be different for everyone, right? But it's good to have your mentors, right? To help you for any questions and advice. And when I decided to go into this specific role, I was very intentional about it. I actually have 4 mentors, which is insane. But I love it because I'm getting perspective from each and one of them. I can call them at any time. And I really purposely created a group of people that are willing to assist. They were more than willing to share information about this role. Because even though I have a strong long-term pharmaceutical background, that's what my background is. I've been doing that for years, since I was 18. And I've been in the medical field since that time, and I'm 41. But it's good because I know, for me, I'm not one of those people that I feel like I know everything. I'm not like that at all. I'm always create space to learn, you know, and willing to listen. Just because you may know something or be knowledgeable of something doesn't mean you can't learn, continue to learn about that. So the mentor setup for me was very important. And when I decided to go after it, you know, it was good to have perspective background of what, you know, even the interview was going to look like, you know, things like that, the setup, the questions, what should I look for? And that's what helped me propel, you know, where I'm at now. Mentors is so important. And when I started in the training process of it, and when I was going on the field with other monitors, I asked questions. Don't ever be scared to ask any questions. It don't matter what you think they may look like. They're never too silly. They're never, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, it can be a stupid question. Don't feel that way. Like, if you don't know and you want to ask, ask. So what? You know, if I always see it like that. If the person that you're asking to, for example, like I've had people tell me, like they've asked like their managers questions, and they'll get upset. I'm like, then that person shouldn't be managing. Okay? Because if you're a manager and somebody's asking you a question and you're getting upset, you have to that manager needs to reflect themselves. Like, doesn't mean that you need to have all the answers, but you should be able to direct your employee with some resource of sorts. If you don't know the answer, somebody else may, you know? So don't let your manager make you feel any kind of way. Many moons ago, I learned many years ago that if I couldn't get an answer for one person, I'll go around and get it from somebody else, you know, but that's part of my personality too. I'm very, when I want to know something, I'm going to find out. Like, that's really part of my personality and who I am. And I push, you know, because eventually you're going to find somebody that's going to want to share with you. And I think this is part of the importance of having mentors, you know, they're going to assist you, they're going to guide you. And I probably speak to them, every other week or so, like questions, just like random, you know. Just be like, they'll text me. Sometimes I even like on the phone. It'll just be like, hey, how's it going? Or sometimes I have like a question about something, and I'll text them like, hey, you got a quick sec? I just got a quick question, and then I'll just ask what it is. We'll go over the scenario, and I'm like, okay, cool, I get it now. You know, it's one of those things, and it's just almost creating your little bowl of knowledge for yourself and whatever anything you want to get into. I think this applies to anything. It doesn't matter your career fields or if you want to be an entrepreneur. Really get yourself people that want to see you succeed. They want to help. You know, I think that is so important. And the older that I get, I really see how important that is. And I try to be resources for other people. You know, for example, when I was on the field, I met, you know, two young ladies that this is like their first time in just clinical research period. And they would ask me about some advice, and I would advise them, you know, look at this. Don't feel with the advice like I told you guys right now. Do not feel any kind of way if you need to ask. Just ask, you know. It'll get you further, you know, for real. I really believe that. Create your group of resource is so important. You know, do your own research too, you know. Find the like I invested in a book that cost me $100 just for myself as a reference. And people may see like, oh, that's expensive. But listen, if you think about it, I know for a fact that I spend that on a pair of shoes. Just keep it at 1,000. So I can definitely spend that on a book. It's an investment. And so I reference that book a lot. Believe it or not, YouTube is a great resource. YouTube, TikTok, all kind of these social media outlets. We live in a world of information that we just have to go and search sometimes, you know? Yeah, look into your career field. Look into what you want to do in general. It doesn't have to be, I guess, professional. Just like in anything, you know, let's say if you want to write a book, you know, get into a book club, something. Find your resource that fits you personally and what you're trying to do. And that was really in my mind. I'm like, you know, we don't talk about mentors enough, especially of people of color. I think it's so important to do that, to reach out. I know I didn't grow up with that, like knowing that and how important that is. That as I got older, that was something in my in life that I had to learn and really understand the value of it and how that was going to help me be successful as an individual and I with what I wanted to do. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys. I hope you guys are doing well, and I'm always appreciate you for tuning in. And as always, hasta la próxima. Be good, people. Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.